We're back on Forum. I'm John Michaels, Public Affairs Radio Director, speaking with Brent Fierstead and Darla Peterson, who are mail carriers. And Darla, you were back when, there was a time when it was all mail carriers, wasn't it?
Yes, it was.
And so how long ago was that?
Oh, not sure how long. I've been here for 21 years.
Well, I was going to say,
there's still very few women. There's getting to be more and more all the time. But
so, you know, they had a problem at that time calling you a male carrier because yes, you're a female carrier. And I still don't know what they do with manhole covers because, what is politically correct,
yes,
you know, is something we went to. Well, Brent Fierstead and Darla Peterson, you're here today because this afternoon you're having an educational rally in front of the old post office downtown. And I mean, the one on 2nd Avenue, a lot of people remember clear back when the federal building was, the courthouse was a post office. But the Saturday mail delivery is something that's very important in this part of the country, but doesn't seem to be so much in Washington, D.C.
Right. It seems rural states such as South Dakota will be affected the most by this non-delivery of mail on Saturdays. Nationwide, 50% of the public doesn't even use internet or have internet access. A lot of times, small communities, that's what they rely on for communications, is the Postal Service.
Well, now, your route is in Sanford Hospital, and six-day delivery is important there, isn't it?
It is. It's really affected even by downtown businesses here in Sioux Falls. A lot of small businesses on Phillips or Main, they rely heavily. They're open on Saturday. You know, a lot of them are one- or two-person businesses.
And, Darla, you see it even on your route. There's a lot of elderly people that prescriptions and that type of thing. If they didn't get it on Saturday, they may have to wait till Monday. That might be a problem.
Yes, it could be. I do have a lot of elderly. I have a lot of apartments on my route. And, you know, just the day-to-day contact with these people. You know, sometimes we're the only ones that they see.
Well, if you were to skip Saturday, it might be you see them on Friday when you don't see them again till Monday. It might be there was an emergency that you would have caught on Saturday.
Yes. Yep. We actually have a carrier alert program that family members, you know, for the elderly can sign their, you know, family members up for. And we watch for things like that. Even if they aren't signed up for it, we know when their mail is not being picked up. You know, we get to know their routine.
And you have a food drive, and that's on a Saturday. So, how, you know, like I say, it really changes things more than people realize.
Yes.
Yeah. We, second Saturday in May, we always host the nation's largest one-day food drive, and it's a great cause. I know the carriers sometimes complain that it's hard work, but at the end of the day, you just look back, and what a difference we've made.
Well, that's when I get rid of that five-pound bag of sugar that I don't need and those heavy cans of food. So it does weigh a lot.
It does.
But now, Brent, how long have you been in the post office?
14 years.
And Darla, you've been around for 20-some?
About 21 years.
Now, when do post-mail delivery, when do you retire? 30 or 25? Or when do really keeping healthy and still delivering is good for you?
Right. We've had carriers work over 41 years, even recently, yes, and they love it. Yep. They were afraid of retiring, but now that they're retired, they couldn't imagine working anymore.
Well, the rally this afternoon at 2 o'clock, anybody can come down to the old post office in 2nd Avenue. And it's right across from the old hairstyling building. It's now a church. There's plenty of parking in that area at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. What is it you're going to be saying?
We're just trying to inform the public that a lot of information has come out by the loss of Saturday delivery. The Postal Service will save $2 billion, but they're not looking at the loss of revenue. There's independent studies that have come up with $5.3 billion loss in revenue, things like Netflix. They've come out saying if we lose Saturday delivery, we might just stay to online. Just companies that,
yeah,
you don't think of revenue. You're just thinking of cutting costs.
If you got the DVD on Sunday, you can enjoy it and mail it back on Monday. But if you get it on Monday, you got to send it back on Tuesday.
Right.
Correct.
So there is a difference there on that. Blockbuster, quite a few are still sending it out by DVD. Well, the technology is changing, but yet still there's a lot of things that have to be sent by mail. To be certified or to be, I guess, you know, legal in some sense, right?
Well, if we can talk about the 2006, what,
yes,
kind of happened. In 2006, Congress basically saddled the Postal Service with paying 75 years of future retirement health benefits, but paying it in 10 years. So that's $5.5 billion on average for 10 years. But back in 2006, the Postal Service made the most amount of money, and they had the highest volumes that they've ever had. But then the recession hit. And the first thing that businesses will cut back on is advertising. And that hardly seems to get recognized, but that's a big part of our business's credit card applications. You know, things like that. They really start to tighten their belt just to save their own businesses.
Well, now, where did that money, you know, normally it would have been over a period of how many years?
Usually 30 to 40 years. I mean, most, not even 80% of the companies in this country do not pre-fund.
Well, it's kind of like paying your mortgage off in 5 years instead of 30.
Right. Exactly.
Yep.
The payments are a little bit different. But why did they need that money?
There's been speculations that we probably don't want to get into, but there's already $45 billion in those accounts. So it's not like there's no money to pay for retiree benefits. And we're basically at the point now we're paying for benefits that people aren't even born yet, let alone hired.
Well, I do know that a congressman or senator, even if they retire or even if they quit after 6 months, they get paid for the rest of their life. And they get complete health insurance for the rest of their life. They have their own deal. But yet they seem to be looking at Social Security. They look at any place where there's a bunch of money.
Right.
And pension funds is always the first place anybody looks.
But the other part of that is the federal government doesn't even pre-fund their own retirees.
Mm-hmm. Well, they got taxes. They don't have to worry about that.
Yeah.
Well, Brent, Darla, if people were to cut back the Saturday service, that would affect your paycheck too then?
Not necessarily our paycheck, but it would be roughly 25,000 jobs across the United States.
They'd be cutting back the jobs. And a lot of those jobs are veterans. The Post Office hires probably the biggest employer of veterans that we have.
Yep, the Postal Service is the largest civilian employer of veterans.
Now, you put 20,000 people out of work. What does that do to the economy?
Right.
Okay. Well, now, the rally this afternoon, 2 o'clock, people can come and you're going to have a bunch of male carriers and female carriers.
Yep. Letter carriers.
Letter carriers.
Okay.
Yep. And community members.
And community members. Just coming together to talk about this as to what can people really do? Can they write letters to Congress?
Mm-hmm. Just on Wednesday of this week and Thursday, legislation was passed to save six-day delivery through this fiscal year. So that'd be the end of September. But even with that, the Postmaster General is still trying to get rid of Saturday delivery, even though Congress came together. And you don't see that very often anymore, the House and Senate actually passing something together. But they agreed to save six-day delivery in the continuing resolution. So hopefully we can keep six-day delivery.
Well, there's been times when I wanted to call the administration in the post office here, and it seems like it's almost impossible to call the Postmaster General for South Dakota or even get any kind of contact with him.
Our best advice is if you ever have an issue, go to your carrier. Because normally your carrier, whether it's a rural carrier or a letter carrier or a contractor, they have the answers or they have the ability to get the answer that you need.
Well, yeah, they don't have even an 800 number, I don't think, that you can call. The IRS is, you know, if you wait 5 hours, you'll get to them. But with the post office, it doesn't sound like there's any way to call them even or email. But now, Brent, I guess, Darla, what is it that you would like to see, keeping the six-day service going? Is evidently what you're talking about at the rally this afternoon.
We do. We also kind of want Congress to let the Postal Service be viable in the future. So a lot of things where you can come to the post office and get documents notarized, simply get a hunting or fishing license, which is big in this state. The Postal Service or post office, a lot of people should be able to just come down and get that. But there are so many restrictions on what we can and can't do.
Passport pictures.
Yep, we can do that. We can do passports.
But they do need, I mean, Congress does need to step up and do, you know, some good comprehensive postal reform to keep it a viable service and keep us going.
So it's supposed to be self-supporting, but why is Congress taking so much money out of it to make it go in debt? And you talked about the pre-funding. But if they didn't do that pre-funding, would it be going in debt?
No, just the last 3 months of 2012, the Postal Service made $100 million in profit just from delivering. Mm-hmm. But then they had to pay the pre-funding, so they had a $1.4 billion loss instead.
Well, Ben Franklin probably wouldn't like that. He started the post office, didn't he?
Right.
And I can remember when postcards were a penny.
Yeah.
It costs more than a penny to make a penny nowadays. Yep. But stamp collecting is a big thing for people. Yep. The aspect of actually being able, and there's a lot of immigrants here in Sioux Falls that they use the mail to mail, you know, things back to their families in other countries. That you can't do that a lot with computers sometimes.
Right.
And the Postal Service offers probably the cheapest, you know, most reliable service that there is out there.
And the money orders, I think, are cheaper than you get it at some other places, too. If you get a money order at the post office.
Not for sure on that.
Okay. The banks are charging more than they used to. Yeah. I know that.
I know to mail a letter to my cousin in Alaska is 46 cents, but if we want to send it via UPS or FedEx, it's $16. So it's quite a bit of difference in rates.
So to us, you know, this is where the problem with eliminating Saturday delivery, you're really forcing the American public to have to make a very substantial cost out of their pocket to mail something that has to be there.
Now, the post office is independent, but yet Congress can tell them to keep the six-day delivery. And what kind of combination is that? It's not government, it's not business, it's kind of a hybrid?
We are a combination government agency.
Mm-hmm. But if we keep the six-day delivery, how are they going to keep from going in debt?
That's where we need to be able to have Congress come in and say, you can run more like a business, and we'll let you do that instead of tying your hands.
Okay, or taking the money out of it.
Yeah, right.
Brent and Darla, what can people do? Can they mail, email, contact their congressman? What can they say?
Yes, just if you're a both Senator Johnson and Senator Thune and Representative Noem, they've heard from us as letter carriers, and they've also heard from friends and family of ours on this issue. But if you believe and you feel that you deserve six-day service, just simply call them and tell them how you feel. They have great staffs in Washington, D.C. and their offices in South Dakota.
And you can mail letters to them.
Yep.
Correct.
You can email them. And the, you know, what I guess my own personal opinion is that the mail letter carriers have been something that we've taken for granted. You've been there through rain, snow, blizzard, you name it. You've been to that mailbox that in front of a house I grew up on. And now's the time when people, if they think about it, is the time to pay back a little bit and support the mail carrier. For more information, do you have a website?
Yes, deliveringforamerica.com if they'd like more information to find out about the rally or find out more about the issues concerning the six-day delivery.
Well, education, communication is what we try to do here, and for more information, they can get that at the rally at the old post office on 2nd Avenue downtown. 2 o'clock this afternoon, you'll be speaking and educating people, and they can shake your hand and talk to you right there as to how people can come together and make up their own mind.
Or simply drive by and give us a honk. We appreciate any kind of support we can get.
Well, if Congress will listen to the public anyway, I don't know, but it's the American way. Brent Fierstead and Darla Peterson of the Letter Carriers, what is the name of the website again?
Deliveringforamerica.com.
Deliveringforamerica.com. It's all about Saturday delivery, and there's more to know than maybe what we've heard. So, Brent and Darla, thank you for being with us on Forum.
Well, thank you.
Appreciate it.